salt veal too.
And there was a roll call at the same time. We thought that one person was missing in the whole camp. We had to stand and drop from fatigue, from hunger. Food, they would bring round a cauldron with soup. Of the soup, and you had to share it amongst the family. And this is how you had to share among five people. Can you imagine? It was everybody. And this is how we have to live in Auschwitz. They had the best musicians playing from the whole world. They picked them out, whoever was. All over the camp. And you were always afraid that, you know, you'll be next. And the winter was very harsh in Hamburg, I can tell you. Stacks of cement and stacks of sand on our backs. Nobody had any strength.
There.
Yes, we had a car, we had six cars for them, yes. They were not too. But she wasn't really. She was passable. And one Czechoslovak. The cold. I suffered from the cold even more than from hunger because I'm weaker by the day. And, you know, sometimes I would go to work and I had like a real cut before my eyes. I couldn't see. Oh yes, one day my mother had an accident at work. We were working in a slaughterhouse and a bull attacked her and she was very severely wounded. They brought her home, they brought her back to the camp on a stretcher. And then everybody made a collection for her. She was losing strength every day, and she was like, we had a little hospital. To March 19, these political prisoners, 14-year-old,
is you were leaving Hamburg, you know, this area, yes, for the transport.
Yes, we were taken to these cattle. First time, you know, and after a couple of days, lined up in files and taken on a long road. From there to the camp was littered. Smaller camps to this death camp, Belsen. We didn't actually know where we were, but and I was so scared. We were allocated a hut, which was already three quarters full. Some were dead, and some were alive, and the on the floor, worn out. We wanted a drink so badly. I've noticed I was covered in lice, from top to bottom, covered in lice. Free for all, because they knew already that, you know, they're going to surrender. If anybody wanted to go out and use the latrine, you had to walk over other people. Word that could describe the situation there. And here out from the barrack. We wasn't counted anymore. There was no more of trailer park. So I thought to myself, I'll go and I look around the camp and see if I can. I didn't care whether I got shot or not. And I started walking. And I saw there were dead bodies. Like mountains, without exaggeration. And how on earth? And I started looking into every to another, to after about a day, a day and a half. She managed to say to me, don't cry when I die. I knew she wasn't going to last. Even I could see, I didn't understand, but I could see she wasn't going to last. I stayed there with her. It didn't make any difference. Whichever house you came, that's where that was your home. Because you didn't get any rations, you wasn't. Women and men, you could see them wearing the white armband. They surrendered, sort of thing. So we knew the calm lasted long, but we also worse than I was worse. We didn't have the energy to breathe. I was always with her, and here she took her away, so you can imagine how I felt. Consisted of a quarter of a slice of white bread, you know, the house today. I can never forget that meal, never. Fortunately, the British knew. Because they couldn't digest it. So they started us off with a after a few weeks, when I got better, about 8 people, every nationality you can think of. We even had a gypsy. And we were there. We had a bit more food, of course. And which was, you know, like unbelievable. We had a bar of chocolate in there. And I was there. Eventually, register in Belgium of the survivors. Find me, and she took me back to my aunt. She knew where my aunt was. She was with. That maybe someone is alive, maybe they go come back to Poland. So stop. So you had to walk a bit, catch a lift a bit, go. We had no money to buy anything, but we somehow got back. Okay, they, where did she come back from? I wanted to live with her. And then that's how they brought people together. So they got married and I lived. From there, we made our way over a hellish journey to France. Landshut in Bayern.